living by the word of God. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards Jesus was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth from the mouth of God." Matthew 4 verses 1 to 4. Jesus preached what he lived, and Jesus lived what he preached. Naturally speaking, every person requires sustenance from food. As in the natural, so too in one's spiritual life. Every word that comes forth from the mouth of God has been revealed in and through the life of Jesus Christ. Jesus himself declared that the words he delivered in the midst of humanity were those which his Father commanded him to. John 12, 49, 50. "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say, what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." If you are saved, you cannot afford to live on yesterday's crumbs. You must feed daily on his word, letting it correct you, strengthen you, and guide you. If you are unsaved, you are already perishing without it. No amount of earthly success, pleasure, or comfort will fill the emptiness which is inside of you. You are faced with the choice: continue chasing what cannot satisfy, or humble yourself and receive the word that gives eternal life. One leads to death, the other leads to God himself. Which will you choose?